Why did he come back to this time period?
Okay, this is kind of long and involved, so I'm going to try to summarize.
You've got at least an hour or two, so don't worry about it.
Okay, here we go. John's future, as he described it, was not a very pleasant place. For reasons which we get into later, John described the world in 2036 as recovering from a Third World War. And the reason John traveled in time, he was part of a military group that was trained to do this, and he had a very specific goal and a reason for traveling in time.
Okay, and that goal was?
All right, his mission, as he described it, was to go back to the year 1975 and get a personal computer that was manufactured by IBM called the 5100.
Boy, that was an oldie.
It was It was one of IBM's apparently first personal computers. And what he claimed he needed this for was that in the future, there were large computer systems that were having problems, and he needed this computer, this particular computer, to communicate with them so that they could fix it. Now, this is one of the areas where one of his predictions arises. It's kind of bizarre. He stated numerous times that that particular computer had various attributes to it that IBM did not publish, and that was why they needed the system.
Huh.
And, of course, when he left, nobody really paid any attention to that. And after I put up the site, I started getting numerous emails from engineers and programmers who actually worked on that machine who said he was absolutely right. That is exactly the way it worked, and we did not publish that, and he was telling the truth.
What kind of technical things might have been in that computer, Oliver?
Well, he said that the computer was designed to work with various computer languages, and it was designed to translate between them. And I guess that's why they needed the computer, because the systems they were trying to fix were so old, something personal to fix it.
Okay.
You know, the other thing that's interesting about this is, you know, a lot of people sort of poo-pooed this as ridiculous, because one of the criticisms that the story gets is in 2036, if you have the technology to travel in time, why would you need to go back to get an antiquated piece of equipment?
I mean, we throw out our old computers now.
Well, exactly, but one of the other links on our site, and you may remember this story a while ago, NASA actually goes on eBay to scour for parts they need to make the computer systems work that they have.
I had heard about that. A lot of people do that.
So it's not a ridiculous notion that this might be what they had to do.